Thank you, Dana. Good morning, everyone. I'm very, very excited to be here today. Today's presentation is based on part of a series of studies that we conducted related to Medicare MTM eligibility criteria. We had funding from NIH. Actually, we are on no-cost extension this year, and the good news is that we got a new grant proposal that was scored reasonably well this year, and we hope that it can be funded this year again, and we can continue this line of work until we completely resolve the issues that we're going to talk about today. So this is my disclosure. I have worked with a group of wonderful people on this project. You guys can see that I got a lot of help. This is very interdisciplinary research, so teamwork was very important. I believe a lot of us are familiar with Medicare Prescription Drug and Modernization Act that established Medicare Prescription Drug or Part D benefit in 2006. According to this law, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services required prescription drug plans to provide medication therapy management services or MTM services for Medicare beneficiaries as part of Part D benefits. The purpose of MTM services is to ensure that covered Part D drugs prescribed to targeted beneficiaries are appropriately used to optimize therapeutic outcomes through improved medication use. MTM services are particularly beneficial for patients with chronic diseases in whose management pharmacotherapy plays a major role, such as hypertension and diabetes, and we know that prevalence of some of these diseases is higher in minority population, and the severity of these diseases can be greater in minority populations as well. MTM services, however, is not for everyone, so there are three criteria for eligibility. People have to have multiple chronic conditions, how to have multiple covered medications, and the how to be likely to exceed a drug cost threshold of $4,000 or $3,000 with inflation adjustment. In our previous research, we reported that racial and ethnic minorities would be less likely to be eligible for MTM services than their non-Hispanic white counterparts. There were also greater racial and ethnic disparities in health status among MTM ineligible individuals than among MTM eligible individuals. That was before, we used the data before the implementation of Medicare Part D in 2006. In those studies. And those studies means that, you know, greater disparities were being excluded from MTM services, so MTM eligibility criteria may aggravate existing racial and ethnic disparities in health status. The purpose of this study was to determine whether the implementation of Medicare Part D in 2006 correlates to changes in racial and ethnic disparities among MTM ineligible and MTM eligible individuals. We used Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey, which is a national survey sponsored by CMS, and it was started in 1991. It's a continuous multi-purpose survey. It's very comprehensive data source for a nationally representative sample of Medicare population. We also used the electronic Orange Book query data files maintained by FDA. We used this database to determine characteristics of medications, including medication name, approval dates, and so on. Regarding conceptual frameworks, we looked at quite a few different outcomes. So we used two conceptual frameworks, including Anderson's behavioral model of health services utilization. This one a lot of us are very familiar with. This framework states that people's health services utilization are determined by predisposal factors, need factors, and enabling factors. Then the independent variables in the models were classified into these three categories. We also use Isonis risk adjustment model when we examine health status. Because MTM eligibility criteria, because party plans had flexibility in setting MTM eligibility criteria within a framework, so we examined lower limit, median, and upper limit values for MTM eligibility criteria by the plans. In 2010, the eligibility criteria based on number of covered prescriptions were for these three values, lower limit, median, and upper limit, they were 2, 5, and 8. For the criteria based on number of chronic conditions, these are 2 and 3. And for the criteria based on priority drug costs, there is only one criteria. So we can see that there are 3, 2, and 1 threshold values, so there are 6 possible threshold combinations. We use the median values in main analysis, and all other 5 combinations was used in sensitivity analysis. We basically examined the health status as one study outcome, including self-perceived good health status, number of chronic conditions, number of ADLs and IADLs, and health services, number of costs of ER visits, physician visits, hospitalization, and total healthcare costs. We also looked at medication utilization patterns, including generic dispensing ratio. We look at 3 racial and ethnic groups: non-Hispanic whites, non-Hispanic blacks, and Hispanics. This is the main study framework research design. That this looks kind of confusing, but let's just look at the center square. Actually, this is what we call a difference analysis. So 4 levels of a difference. But you know, conceptually, it's not that fancy. If we look at every single level of a difference, we can see that using the example in 2004 to 2005, we can see we compared the MTM ineligible population and MTM eligible population. We looked at study outcomes among whites and study outcomes among blacks, and of course we get racial disparities. This is the first level of difference. Then we look at, we compared the racial disparities between the MTM ineligible and MTM eligible individuals. These are difference analysis. So this is the analysis in 2004 to 2005. Then we did the same analysis for 2002 to 2001 and 2007 to 2008. We then looked at the difference between these 2 time periods and get difference. That's DDD analysis. Again, we compare these two time periods, and this is also DDD analysis. And then we looked at the difference between these two differences and get difference analysis. So conceptually, it seems kind of fancy, but you know, it's not that fancy, right, after I explain this to you. But pragmatically, though, it was a challenge. It took my programmer quite a few months. At first, she told me, there's no way to do this analysis. Then I was like, okay, let's see. In a few months, she came back to me. She said, you know what, I figured out a way using existing software to do this analysis. Now this program is in public domain, so if you're interested, you can email me and I can send you the program. So at the end, we included 43,000 Medicare beneficiaries. We can see that most of the Medicare beneficiaries were whites. There were 7% blacks and 7% Hispanics. These are social demographic characteristics. I'm not going into the details, but nothing in this table and this table are surprising. Basically, minorities are poorer, less educated, and reported worse health status. This is the main analysis results. I skipped quite a few steps in the analysis and mainly wanted to to talk with you all about what we found in these analysis. As you guys can see, that we looked at 2001 to 2002 criteria period. So we did DD analysis. If there is a E beside these numbers, that means they are significant. Then we look at these this time period, and there are significant findings. In this time period, we had significant findings, a little bit more significant findings. Then we compared 2001 to 2002 versus 2004 to 2005, and no significant findings. And then we compared 2007 to 2008 versus 2004 to 2005. There was some significant findings. Then we look at the party effect DDDD analysis. This we did not find. We did not have any significant findings. Then we look at health services utilization in this table. You guys can see no significant findings here. And medication utilization patterns, no significant findings here. And the first two, actually, table two looks at racial disparities. Then table two, panel two, what we call, is the results for differences across ethnic groups. You guys can see that regarding health status, no significant findings, and regarding health services utilization costs and medication utilization, there's no significant findings. So basically, we found that the main analysis found that Part D implementation was not associated with the reductions in greater racial and ethnic disparities among MTM ineligible than MTM eligible beneficiaries. But in the sensitivity analysis that I stated previously, we found that there is a significant reduction in greater disparities among the MTM ineligible group than the MTM eligible group. For example, regarding racial disparities, we found we had significant findings related to ADLs and RADLs. Specifically, with sensitivity analysis 5, the DDDD value is 1.13, which is significant, with a p-value of 0.03. Regarding ethnic disparities, we had significant findings regarding physician visit costs, and the specific results are reported here. So Part D implementation did not mitigate the majority of variables related to existing racial and ethnic disparities in our study outcomes related to Medicare MTM eligibility based on our main analysis. And we had significant findings in sensitivity analysis. These are not comforting because the combinations of the thresholds in the sensitivity analysis were used less frequently by party plans, because in the main analysis we included the meeting of the eligibility thresholds. So the previous literature has reported that party implementation led to higher medication utilization. And the previous literature also reported that Part D had mixed effects on patient health status and the use of healthcare resources other than prescription medication in across racial and ethnic groups. So, thank you. Study limitations. Because our main study limitation is due to the unavailability to the research community of MTM claims databases suitable for this study. So our analysis was conducted based on policy scenarios rather than actual enrollment data for MTM services. So we only examined the disparities in eligibility rather than actual receipt of MTM services. It is necessary to examine eligibility criteria to ensure that awareness is raised among policymakers regarding the disparity effects of these criteria. So our analysis was really timely. So our findings highlight a need for the U.S. healthcare system to develop strategies to address these health inequities and or gaps between non-minority and minority Medicare beneficiaries to improve the health of the population. Future studies should explore strategies to eliminate the disparity implications related to implications related to MTM eligibility. This is supported by the National Institute on Aging. This is my contact information. Thank you.